Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome to March Madness Round 3 Recap. My name is Baco. I am in Cobra Studio North. And LC is recording from our very exclusive and very fancy Cobra Woo! Mobile Studio. How are you, LC?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing great. You know, we've been given a gift. We've been given a road. And that road's name is March Madness.
I am having a lot of fun this year. Maybe it was the year off, but boy, it just seems like this whole event has really kind of taken it up a notch this year. And I'll share some more specifics, but honestly, surprising picks from your region. So I know everybody gave you a hard time about that AC/DC pick, but you had a pretty rock solid couple of entries there. So. All right, before we before I get down to the actual results, I did want to read a comment from someone. Aaron Baker, who is always into this event every year. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this music's really getting me pumped up, but it's
a little loud. You want to take it down a little bit? I can only hear it on my end.
Okay.
That's too
better.
Low.
That's better. Well, whatever.
There we go.
There you go.
It's not very reactive, mix. So, all right. Well, thanks for pointing that out. You know, and also up yours. I'm now offended. So, Aaron Baker.
I came to your party and told you to turn down your March Madness music.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. Hey, we got three people watching. Anyway, you know, this is kind of spring of the last moment. So, I'm glad people are chiming in. Aaron Baker, he's been a big supporter and loves this whole process. He actually committed, he said, to listening to not the all 32, but once we got down to 16, he said he's going to get into all Sweet 16. He had this comment on our Facebook group page. You boys did not make this year's March Madness easy. I am listening to all the round two matchups while I do dishes, and I don't know what is more of a chore, getting through one album or doing my dishes. But
I like that one.
That's not too bad. Yeah, thanks a lot, Aaron. Get your own show.
Yeah. And stop listening to terrible albums while you're scrubbing down a pan.
Man, that's all I do.
Mm-hmm.
Fire up some shitty music and fucking get your fucking roll up your sleeves, baby. Anyway. All right, well, let's get into the results. So in the LC region, we had Tesla Shock going up against Motley Crue Generation Swine. Now, I should tell you, LC, before we go through these four matchups, there was not a squeaker in any one of them. It was pretty decisive, and there was the same in both groups, maybe a couple points different. The winner of this one had 68% of the vote. Who do you think? Who do you got here?
Man, what I want is different than what I think won. And from I saw the polls going into this, I'm going to say that I think Tesla Shock actually won.
It did. Kind of a shock to me.
Yeah.
That was the one. I was like, God, that was actually, look at that. That thing had an easy path the entire time. Nobody put up a fight. Apparently, people really fucking don't like that Tesla record. So I might have to listen to it a second time. What's that?
Have you heard it?
One time when it first came out.
Okay. I have not. So.
Okay. Well, it could be fun.
Yeah.
I don't have any highlights from it, so I guess it'll be nice.
No,
to get
I mean
into.
It's always an opportunity to talk about Oily Phil, though.
Yes, right? Any chance you can get Oily Phil into the room. All right. Let's get into the Camaro region. This is, of course, has the overall favorite, the betting odds. Vegas has put the heavy, put Mitch Malloy at a plus 620. He went up against GNR, Chinese Democracy. Not exactly a slouch, but honestly, it ended up not being much of a competition.
Right.
This one was 71% for the winner. Who do you got?
I'm going to just say Mitch on this one, too.
Yeah, you know it. That motherfucker, this is going to run the fucking table, man. when Camaro picked it, I was like, instantly, I was like, God damn it, this is over. This is really it. And honestly, he's had a couple close calls, but nothing real close. Not, he still at least had 60% of the vote, I believe, all the way. All right.
Like I say, there was a, I can't remember which matchup it was. I think it was like Bruno and Poison being discussed in the same sentence. And this is one too. Like when are you going to hear Mitch Malloy beat Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you know what? It's like, my record beat Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
A lot of people tell me that.
He can cut off the beginning and the end of that sentence and it'll sound positive.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, into the Baco region then. Return of Bruno from Bruce Willis went up against Bret Michaels, who had the biggest victory of all last week, or a couple days ago, against Ace Frehley's Second Sighting when Bret had 92% of the combined vote. I believe 96% of the Cobra and Fire Group vote. So coming in pretty hot, yeah. Feeling pretty confident, pretty cocky, but Bruce Willis just kept chipping along. So, but yeah, this one was decided by 73% of the vote going to the winner. What do you got here?
Was this the, I mean, no, this is still considered a runaway, but is this the closest of the four?
No, the next one is the closest.
Next one is the closest. Okay.
And Tesla was 68%, so it was closer to this one.
So oddly again, okay, so Bruno is again going against a member of Poison this time.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, he beat all of Poison. Now he's just got Bret to deal with. You think, I'm taking that shit down.
True. Yeah. Man, both of these have, like last time, it's hard. It's a hard guess on this one. I didn't really pay attention to this one. I'm going to say it's Bruno.
Okay. Well, apparently, you know how they say, like, sometimes the sum is greater than the parts? Apparently, and that's not the case here. Bret Michaels fucking destroyed Bruno. Bruno is done. The dream is over.
Okay.
So apparently, Bret Michaels is better alone than with the other three slouches that he drags along for a summer tour.
I say though, I think this is the most heat that Bruno has had in about 35 years.
So. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, maybe we should just do an episode on Bruno like you were talking. Fucking. All right. Well, let's get to the last matchup then in the Chris Sinzak region. You had Warrant belly to belly going up against Quiet Riot Road Rage. Hey, I'm getting it. 63.5% was the total for the winner.
Okay.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Okay. Yeah, both of these are kind of weird, too, because I would like to have an excuse finally to talk about Warrant for you to trash them on their entire career while I have some positivity for them. But I'm going to say, if we're going just bad albums, never heard it, But again, I'm going to go with Quiet Riot seems the stronger of the two, but shittier. So.
That is correct. Quiet Riot, Road Rage advances to the final four. So here are your matchups then. We got Tesla Shock. It's going to take on Mitch Malloy, the Golden Boy. But Tesla Tesla hasn't really had much pushed up against them. I'm guessing we're going to start seeing some tight matchups. At least I hope so. But also, I don't know.
What do you think about that matchup? What's your opinion on that matchup?
Oh, man. You know, it's I enjoy it quite a bit. I actually, like I said, we were talking last week. I had no issue with any of the remaining records, really. Generation Swine was probably my least interested in, just because I've heard it more than any of the other records. But I do like this one a lot. If you want my prediction, I'm going to tell you right now, Mitch Malloy is going to...
Sure.
I'm riding it out, man. He's going to win the whole thing. So what do you think of this matchup?
I think it's interesting because it involves, you know, a really weird departure for Tesla. And then you've got the mascot of our show. So like you said, probably Mitch just for fodder. But I think it is two really bland albums, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, going against each other. The musicality.
Yeah.
Very bland.
Tesla might be a little more fun to talk about, but Mitch earned this. Mitch deserves this. And I might need you to rip that CD for me.
True, I should. I'm not sure if it's available on streaming platforms.
He's got
a lot of things going on.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on. Busy guy. All right, then we got Bret Michaels' Songs of Life going up against Quiet Riot, Road Rage. How about give me a prediction on this one?
All right, I'm just instinctively, I'm still going to say Quiet Riot because it's just such a mess. But there's so much jokes with Poison as well. So
yeah,
if
Mitch Malloy has any competition in this thing, I believe it's Bret Michaels. I just don't see anybody else really, I don't know, man, we'll see, you know, who cares?
But I will have to say that this is the first Final Four we've had where I've not heard any of these albums before, not one note.
I should, catch up. We've gotten some comments. I'm sorry. I was distracted there for a second. All right. Cheers, guys. I'm actually around for one of these finally. All right. Yeah. Yep. Thanks a lot, Too Punk to be a Podcast. Kevin Williams chimes in here. What's up, fellas? Hey, Kevin. Brian Murphy.
What's up?
Dang, was hoping Motley Crue was going to move on. Shock isn't that atrocious. Hey, got to love her. You know.
A shock defender.
Mitch Malloy forever.
Mitch Malloy jumped in?
No, Aaron Camaro did. I forget. You're looking on a phone there. I'll make sure.
I can't read shit.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Say it.
And Too Punk to be a Podcast again. Oh, poor Bruno. Couldn't be the beat the bandana. Alex Alts. I really want to see Bret win. Yeah, he was the inspiration for me picking this. There's some prime material on there for roasting. Kevin Williams says Bret for the win, and CC chimes in with Happy Friday. So yeah, Happy Friday to you, Chris. Happy Friday to you, LC. Happy Friday to everybody who's been voting and paying attention. And now I did not have time to score all the listener brackets, but I did take care of yours, mine, Camaro's, and CC's. So I'll get you up to date here. You got none right, and you have. Nothing left, so you can't get any more points. You finish the tournament with a total of 24 points. I had one right, I'm down to only one pick, but it is my winner. So Mitch Malloy, if he advances, I'll get points there, and if he wins, it'll help me out there. And I don't think I can be beat if that happens. Chris Sinzak had two right. And now he's tied with me now for a total of 26 points. He's got Mitch Malloy and Bret Michaels in the final four. So well done, Chris. The best of the four of us as far as having the number of in there. But he has both Mitch and Bret losing in the next round, so he cannot get any more points either. And right. Oh no, he has Brett advancing, so he can get some points there. But he does, has Mitch losing, and he has Lou Reed winning it all. So yeah. Could be interesting how things shake out for him and I to take this year. Hopefully I take him down. Because we're all sick of we don't want a dynasty. Camaro, he rallies with one correct pick. He's into the 20s, but yeah, he's pretty much toast. He does have Mitch Malloy going all the way, though, so we'll see how it shakes out. The points increase each round, so maybe there's some mathematical thing I'm not seeing here. But yeah, so he has Mitch winning it all like I do. So, and I'll score the rest of the listener brackets, but this is the last one of these we're going to do, buddy. I'm going to put up the final four tomorrow, Saturday. Going to let it run through midday Sunday. Then we're going to whip it down, put up the championship round on Monday. And then, so people, if you really want to see what's going on, follow along. Otherwise, if you like the surprise, just vote and tune out. And then, we got a little late start this year, so hopefully we can still squeeze it in and get it out by March. But we'll see. We got to figure it all out. So, but we'll have a winner by Tuesday.
So going forward, it's a mystery from this point for everybody else. So we've got these four albums. Now, do you think that any of these four albums would have beaten Peter Criss's solo album and Ted Nugent's barbecue album?
Man, I think so, man. This Mitch Malloy thing is killing me. I'm like, how do we never have that? Congratulations, Aaron Camaro.
It was right there.
I got some more comments. Yeah,
I'm going to say props to this. This is props to Sinzak and to Camaro for bringing some new, you know, some new blood into the tournament for this year, too. Not a lot of the same repeat offenders.
No, the selection show is always a blast. And and yeah, thanks to those guys, too, because they helped promote it and push it out there and made, make it as the biggest success as it is. So, all right.
That's
so
all I got, man.
A couple more comments here just to get everybody in. Joey Haney tried to review Brett's album last year for my show and disqualified after two songs. And on his birthday, no less. All right. And Sinzak's back. Never bet on Lou. Lesson learned.
See? Yeah. I told him.
Yeah, you sure? You told everybody. Joey Haney, did Hollyweird make it? Come on, Joey. That was a round ago, man. thanks for playing. No,
My God.
You know Hollyweird's going to be back. Yeah, Hollyweird just ran into Bruno. Kevin Williams says, you obviously haven't heard the Brett album. I'm not sure if he's talking to me or Sinzak. I'm going to suggest, or no, who is, whatever. Or maybe Haney. I don't know. And Rich Love, your boy. Is it My Name is Rich?
Sorry. I love Rich.
I love Rich. I love Rich. Yes.
Yeah.
He says, nothing is worse than the Ted Nugent barbecue album. Should win every year. You know what? Maybe we make a trophy and it is just a bronze version of that album. You know, kind of like how we named the Lombardi trophy after that shitbag from that stinky town in Green Bay in Wisconsin.
Sure.
You know, things like that. So yeah, the title will be named the, and I like that too. Let's call it that. The Ted Nugent barbecue album.
we don't even have a respect to call it by name.
No, man. This has been a lot of fun and even doing this. And thank you for finding time in your mobile studio to join the conversation. Slow down. Take it easy. Remember, you got a lot of snow out there. And just remember what I told you. Don't try to shovel it all at once. Pace yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, they call it heart attack snow in Minnesota.
Use your legs. Mm-hmm. A lot of angles.
Lift with your back.
Right? Oh, that's right. That's your tip. Lift with your back and spring forward.
Yeah, spring forward. Fall back.
Fall back.
All right. Well, again, thank you, everybody. Keep voting. We have two more rounds to get to before we get a championship. And then hopefully by the end of the month, we'll have the winning album out. But it'll happen shortly after that if we don't quite get it into March. But yes. And thank you, LC. Any parting words?
My parting words would be for everybody that's participated, keep it going. We'll add some kind of post related to this. We're keeping it a mystery, but just put all your whatever happened to your bracket. Just get involved. This is important stuff, people.
And yeah, in case anybody didn't catch it, because I know people did brackets that maybe didn't listen to the selection show, there is a prize. It's a box of Cobras and Fires Rockin' Pod t-shirts.
Yes. So just to give you an idea, I have a bag like this, okay, that I took to Rockin' Pod in 2019 that's filled with swag, and it is taking up far too much space. I have a wide variety of sizes. You can outfit your entire family and terrorize the neighborhood. It'll look like you're just part of a cult, whatever it is. But I have 10 shirts ready to roll coming to your address.
You get them all, baby. Yeah, why didn't Zabluski do a bracket, man? He crushed in Slobber Knockers, and he's got a big family. They all need T-shirts, so.
Can you imagine just a family photo that just says Rockin' Pod? Anyway, it was a flawed idea, but that flawed idea can be yours, that design.
Well, absolutely. Anyway, yeah, thanks again, my friend, and again, thank you, everybody. Let's see, did I miss any comments? Nope, that is it. Have a good night, motherfucker.
Yes, no bots.
No bots.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.